Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive towards the mound. Gray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Philly reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel scores. Philly moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarilla hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Philly reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Massey is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg is walked intentionally. Evers moves to third. Groth moves to second. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Saul Raghavan now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raghavan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Kell moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Groth reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggoven fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 0 for 2 in the game. LePond hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pierce. LePond goes all the way around to score. Ginsburg moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ginsburg scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-3, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Kell steals second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Groth bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarilla throws the ball into Fox, who tags Pretty trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Evers scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Roggoven hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Phil Massey. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Hal Brown. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Fox reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. It's 7-4, Tigers. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 4 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.